Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to
avoid. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, worship as a 24-hour pharmacy. Welcome back, listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how worship is a 24-hour pharmacy. So, of course, our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah is something that is really part and parcel of our existence. As the Holy Quran says, that the reason for the creation of human beings and of the jinn is in order for them to worship the Almighty Allah. And so, of course, this means that our essential and our fundamental and our principal purpose and goal in life is this worship and this servitude and this obedience and this ubudiyya to the Almighty Allah. Now, keeping this in mind, we realize that, of course, our worship and our ubudiyya is not really of any benefit to the Almighty Allah. The Almighty Allah, the Exalted, the Glorified, He is in no need of our worship and our ubudiyya. Matter of fact, what's really interesting is that this ubudiyya, this worship, this servitude, and this obedience to the Almighty Allah is actually for our own benefit. We see that there are many psychological benefits, there are many physical benefits, there are many spiritual benefits, of course, when we engage in ubudiyya. And what's really beautiful is that even though the Almighty Allah is not in need of our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah, and even though it is for our own benefit, whether it is psychological or physical or spiritual, still the Almighty Allah, in His beneficence, in His magnanimity, in His mercifulness, in His graciousness, He has even put so many rewards when it comes to ubudiyya and to the worship and to the servitude and to the obedience to the Almighty Allah. It really shows you the grace and the love that Allah, the Exalted, the Glorified, has for every single one of us and for human beings and for all of creation. Now, when we're talking about worship and we're talking about ubudiyya, it is like a 24-hour pharmacy. So what we mean is that all of the cures to our ills are available at this pharmacy. But unlike the pharmacy, you know, of the world, which has a certain specific, you know, time that you have to go. It closes at a certain time. It opens at a certain time. This pharmacy, which can and does cure any and all of the ills that an individual might have, it is open 24 hours. And what's interesting, sure, there are some places in the world where even pharmacies are now 24 hours, but those pharmacies will not cure any and all of the ills that we have. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, my young brothers and sisters. We live in a society that is going really fast. Technology and advancement is going at such a quick pace, we can't even catch up. There are a lot of good things that we are now able to use that we didn't have years ago. The computer, internet, mobile phone. We can learn, we can educate. A lot of positive things we're able to benefit from. But at the same time, there are certain things that we need to be aware of. And these things are not going to help us in our spiritual growth as human beings, in our moral understanding as citizens of a society. And as Muslims, we always know that we have a responsibility and duty, not only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but towards our own self. We need to keep our hearts as pure as possible. We need to keep our eyes away from the committing of any kind of sin. On the internet, where everyone uses nowadays, there might be some things that out of curiosity you might come across, accidentally you might see, and they are images or clips of naked people. This is called pornography in some times, and you need to be aware and alert on what to do should you come across certain images. How are you going to react? What are you going to do? Are you going to use search engines for good, or are you going to use the internet and browse into other sites for the bad? As a Muslim, you need to be aware of what is good for you and what is bad. And that's why you always need to be cautious. You always need to make sure that you monitor yourself. And when there are signs of warning that you need to be responsible for, then make sure you are aware of what it is that you need to do. Everyone has Wi-Fi and laptops and mobile phones and iPads and all these other things nowadays. And at the same time, you might have a friend that might want to show you something. But you need to know that as a Muslim, you have a responsibility. Don't go into these avenues. So much research has been conducted by many specialists and experts all around the world that say that children as young as 10 are exposed to pornography. And when someone is exposed to these kind of things at a young age, it's never good. You know, as a Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you when you're in your room by yourself, when nobody is around watching you, your parents aren't there, there's no guardian, there's no parental control or no lock system, but you need to be accountable and responsible yourself. Because when you grow up and when you mature, everything is going to be given to you in its due time. Sexuality is not something that Islam frowns upon, but it's a very, very private area. It's not something that you want to get yourself into if you're a young child, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And even if you were an adult, one of the biggest epidemics that we have in today's society is porn addiction, where one thing leads to another thing, then leads to another. One image leads to another clip, then that leads to something else. And it's a plague. It's going to pollute your heart. It's going to affect your spirits, and it's going to destroy and damage your soul. You're even going to start looking at things in a different way. So please be careful. Speak with your parents about this. Speak with your siblings about this. Educate yourself about the harms and dangers of internet usage. And by doing so, you'll be able to live a good life, a positive life, a spiritual life, all under the shadow of Almighty God, remembering that not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, but you always want to make sure that your imams, peace be upon them, in particular your 12th imam, Imam Al-Hujjah ibn Hassan, ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif, is proud of you and what you do, whether you are in the public or whether you are all by yourself. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we're talking about how worship and ubudiyah and the servitude and the obedience to the Almighty Allah is a 24-hour pharmacy. So any individual, any human being, any person can have communion and communication and establish a connection and a relationship with Allah the Exalted and the Glorified at any time, under any circumstance, and without any prior arrangement or mediation or appointment. And that is so beautiful that we have such, you know, free access to the Almighty Allah, the Exalted, the Creator. And when you look at the unimaginable status of the Almighty God, it really is humbling, and it really makes you incredibly happy as well that such a creator, such a God, such a majestic Allah, the Exalted, the Magnified, the Glorified, has given us the opportunity to be able to connect with Him at any time, under any circumstance. When you look at, you know, the doctors or the psychologists or, you know, anybody in a certain profession, they have very limited, you know, times that they are available. You have to make appointments, then you have to wait, you know, to see an individual who is going to help you. But here, you know, the supreme existence, the existent, the independent existent, the creator of all the worlds, the most powerful, the most knowledgeable, you know, the creator of absolutely everything, is giving us the opportunity to speak with Him, to communicate with Him, to have communion with Him, to establish a relationship with Him at any time and under any circumstance and without any prior arrangement or timing or any kind of a appointment and things like that. You know, we also, though, find that there are special times that we should have this communion with the Almighty Allah. You know, the time of dawn or the sunset on the day of Friday, after the deliverance of the Friday prayer sermons, when it is raining, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. All of these are special occasions which the, you know, the spiritual realm and the material realm, I guess, have a stronger connection with one another. And there's a special importance given to these times and these days for supplication and for worship and for ubudiyah. But of course, in general, you know, they are not confined to these things. And worship is really, it is, and ubudiyah in general, it is the medicine for all of our ills, it is the medicine for all of our problems, for our negligence, for our oblivion, for our disobedience, for our depression, for our anxiety, for our stress. And ultimately, it is this 24-hour pharmacy known as ubudiyah, which brings us closer to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight, For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير.